You're listening to the Save the Marriage Podcast. Your marriage can be saved and strengthened if you have the right information. Join Dr. Lee Baucom as he explores ways for you to improve your relationship and your life, starting right now.
Sometimes people ask me, is it really possible to get a marriage back to a healthy place? I mean, after it's been so damaged, is it even possible to get back to something that they would want? And a lot of townspeople, I think that saving a marriage is just kind of preserving the legal process, preserving the legal contract that says you're married. And so one of the things that I've been very clear about in my career is that I am not about stopping your divorce. There are websites out there about how you stop your divorce, and they frankly use manipulative techniques to somehow convince a spouse to not go through the divorce process, the legal process. But what's lost in that is creating a marriage that both people would want, that both people would treasure. And so part of my process is helping you understand that it's not enough to ever just stop the legal process. That's not what we're here for. We're here to get to a place where you create a marriage of warmth and of love and of depth. And so a lot of times people just don't believe that's possible. And they'll say, I just don't see how my marriage, after this many years of damage and struggle, could possibly get there. And so a lot of people have said, I don't believe your process can get me there. And here's why they believe that. They have a misunderstanding of what can happen in relationships. They have a misunderstanding of what's behind it. I had a friend years ago who fell trapped to a used car technique. You know, this car, it was shined up. Oh, it was so beautiful, shiny. The windows were all clean, and it was just looked like it was in beautiful condition. And he went out and he drove it, and he drove it for a while, and it seemed like it was a great deal. So he went in and he bought it. And after he bought it, he took it home. He was driving it around. He took some friends out, and they went out, and they were flying down a country road, and the transmission fell out of it. And so he had somebody look at it, and what they'd realized is the person who had sold him that transmission had put sawdust, or sold him the car, had put sawdust in the transmission because the teeth were so worn out in the transmission that it was close to failure. But the person wanted to sell the car, so they'd stuffed it full. And so here's kind of the process that I think people imagine, right? As the same in a marriage. So this person found this car that was looking in good shape, but the transmission was shot. So he kind of fixed it good enough to fool somebody into buying into it. And so he fooled somebody into thinking it was a great deal, puts him in the car, takes their cash, refuses to give it back because there's a promise that this is a good car. And oh, by the way, when they signed on the dotted lines, they took full control of that car without any recourse, not knowing that the transmission had been doctored to look like it was in good shape. Well, so a lot of times I think people are imagining that that's the process, you know, that somehow we're going to fool a spouse into staying in the marriage long enough that the legal process goes to the side, but nothing in reality has changed. You pack some sawdust into the transmission to fool them into staying until things fall apart. That's not what we're looking for, because a marriage is not a machine. Machines break, and machines have, sometimes a machine can be so damaged that there's no way you could ever get it back in order. But if you're careful, like this person was who sold the car, you might be able to make it look like everything was okay. You might be able to fool somebody into thinking that the mechanics aren't bad anymore, that they're repaired. Marriage is not a machine. Marriage is something organic. It's much more like your body. Now, my son's had several times when he's had a chance to take a bad fall and has had a couple of breaks in his wrist and one in his ankle. And here's the thing about the human body. It heals back. I've had the same thing over the course of my life where I've got a number of scars on my body where my skin has healed back. So let's be clear that when I'm talking about healing, it doesn't mean that there's no impact along the way. I can still look at my legs and my arms and even my side and tell you stories. You know, there's a a quote that scars are tattoos with stories attached, right? And so I can tell you the stories of the accidents in my life along the way, of the skateboarding accident and the surfing accident and the knife accident and the scissor accident and the swimming accident. And I can point to all these places on my body and tell you those stories. They've healed up. In fact, the scar in some ways is stronger than the tissue was before. Another way to think about it is I have this belief that our human body is designed to walk on bare feet. And so I walk on bare feet when it's warm enough that I don't get frostbite. And so I have pretty calloused places on my feet. My body has designed ways of making protection for the places where I've used it. So when I'm walking around, you know, I might step on something sharp, but it doesn't really hurt my foot. Or I might step on some hot ground, but it doesn't really hurt my foot because my body has built up, right? It's the friction and the pushes against it have created tough places. And that's more about what happens in a marriage. So a marriage can be damaged, but it creates stronger places where once the healing happens, that marriage can be stronger in those friction points. In fact, if you notice, that's the nature of our body. You know, when I go to the gym and I lift up something really heavy and it stresses that muscle and I strain against it, the muscle gets stronger against that movement. You have to up it. You have to find something else to challenge it. And it's the same with the marriage. When we go through a marriage with our mind on getting through and of staying connected and on being loving and respectful and civil, we find strong points as we move through those difficult times. When we don't give in and don't allow it to break us, we find some strength in that and we can move forward with that. You see, the difference between a machine and something organic is a machine will break, but something organic can heal. There's always a possibility of healing, especially when you understand how to move in a different direction. For instance, the biggest problem with a marriage is really just a lack of understanding of what you're trying to do. I want you to think about that. So many people misunderstand this place. They say, well, you know, do you think I can be in a happy marriage with somebody who is, and they'll name some personality issue? And the fact is, research shows that those personality issues have very little bearing on the success of a marriage. What does have a bearing on the success of a marriage is how the people understand marriage. That's the deciding factor, the determining factor on how they view the marriage and how they treat that relationship. Nobody tells you this when you're getting married, at least they don't tell it to you clearly, that what you're doing is creating a we. We are in this together. We're a new entity. We are different than we as individuals were coming in. It was a you and me. You know, when you're walking around life, it's just me. And this is true for all of us. So when I was in college, it was me. I took care of myself. It was me. And I could do what I wanted. And then I saw this other person, the you, my right that at that point, stranger, but now my wife. And I went, wow, I like that you. And so then there was a me and there was a you who started doing some things together. And pretty soon we were me and you. We were together. We were a couple, me and you. And then we got married. And at that moment, we had a choice. We could either become a we, a team. We're in this together. We are indivisible. We're a unit. Or we could stay as a me and you and struggle over things and have power issues and wonder about why I'm not getting what I want rather than how can I put into this relationship and all of the pieces that break down a marriage. So when couples get into trouble, usually, like almost 99.9999% of the time, the problem is they never cross over to we. They never got to the place where we are in this together. We're a team. And because of that, they limp along because you and me before a marriage, if it doesn't become a we, becomes you versus me after the marriage. And the struggles come along with that. And the destructive pieces come along with that because what gets choked off is what needs to feed a relationship. It leads to struggle when we don't understand what we're trying to get to. We changes it all. When a couple says we, you understand that the two people in that relationship are going to have strengths and weaknesses. They're going to have places where they're really good and places they're not so good. And that's different than the relationship itself, that the relationship itself has to have that place of being a team, of we, and it gets nurtured by that connection. I had a friend who has a child who had a heart issue. And that heart issue was starving the body of oxygen. And so that child was always tired and sluggish and trying to get through life was very difficult until they repaired the heart. And suddenly the lifeblood, the flow in the body was restored. And suddenly the child went from kind of a bluish complexion with little energy to being robust and happy and pink and running around because suddenly what needed to be restored, the lifeblood, the flow in that body was restored. And it's the same with a marriage. When people finally realize that they have got to nurture the connection, that they've got to create that place of being a we, suddenly everything changes and the healing happens and it takes place and brings in a new clarity to the relationship, and there can be healing from all of that. That's the nature of understanding where you're trying to get to. It's kind of like restoring the blood flow. And so part of the process of restoring a marriage is doing resuscitation work until you can finally get the flow going. And you've got to do the resuscitation work long enough to get it going. So another story that has the same thing to do with the heart. I have another friend whose father had heart issues. Early in his life, he'd been fine, but over time, the heart had begun to have problems, some leakage, so the blood flow wasn't getting there, and the blood flow wasn't getting to, you know, the kidney and the liver and all those other organs, and so those other organs had begun to shut down. And so when they did surgery on him, they repaired his heart, and suddenly the blood was flowing again, and everything was moving through his body, but it took a while for the organs to recover. That's the nature of this place. When you've cut off the connection long enough, it can take some time to get everything back operational because they've been starved for that connection for so long. They've been starved for that blood for so long. Sometimes in a relationship, it takes a while for the healing to take place. So now this person who has a great beating heart with a great connection needs to go through some rehab work to allow those other organs to kind of heal and come back online, to come back into the process, to heal and find their health again so they can support the body. Well, the same thing is true in your marriage. When the connection hasn't been there, then the other parts of the relationship have begun to falter. And so even as you're working to restore the connection, that takes some piece of work. You're continuing to do your resuscitation work, and that really is what we're talking about in the Save the Marriage process. You're doing the resuscitation work while you're waiting for the flow of connection to take over on its own, to find, you know, for the blood to start flowing again, for the heart to start beating again, for the love to come back into the relationship, for both people to step back into being a we. And that's resuscitation work that can take a while. And even after you both are beginning to move in that direction, it can take a while for the healing to take place in the rest of the relationship because that those other places have been starved for that connection. So the central question, can a marriage be restored? Is it even worth working on it? Absolutely. But you recognize that there's a process of healing that has to take place. It's not pulling out, you know, the transmission and putting another transmission in. It's more like repairing the heart so that the blood is flowing again, the connection is flowing again, and allowing the body to naturally heal and find its way again. So if you've been wondering, is this even worth it? Absolutely. What you can get to after that, what the relationship you can have is absolutely one of magic. So you're not just here to try to limp on through life with a tired relationship. You're not trying to limp through life with an out of breath, bluing, tired connection. You're trying to restore the connection so that you gain the relationship, not that you want, but that both of you want, will treasure, and will protect for the rest of your life. If you're up for that, but you're not sure how to do it, let's figure out how to do that resuscitation. That's part of the process of the Save the Marriage system. We'll do resuscitation. One person can do the CPR on the relationship and restore the connection so that it becomes pink and bouncy and all alive again as you're waiting for everything else to come on board. Is it worth it? Absolutely. Your process is to be committed to the resuscitation while you're waiting for the healing to take place. If you're ready for that and you're not sure how to do it, please check out my system at SaveTheMarriage.com. That's SaveTheMarriage.com. If you join right now, I'll give you a free week of the VIP virtual coaching program to make sure that you have all of the tools that you possibly need, along with a way of getting some feedback on that. Plus, I'll have one of my coaches call you up and give you, and this is only for U.S. citizens, the only people I can promise is the people in the United States, just because of logistics. We try to do it around the world, but I can only promise it to people in the U.S. But we'll also make sure that one of my coaches contacts you and make sure you're getting started in the strongest way possible. If you're ready for that, please jump in at SaveTheMarriage.com.
You've been listening to Save the Marriage Podcast. For more information and help, please visit us at SaveTheMarriage.com.